Soon after we got underway, it began to rain and continued until meridian, when it ceased but still remained cloudy through the balance of the day. The obstructions of rocky points and riffles still continue, as yesterday. At those places, the men are compelled to be much in the water, even to their armpits. And the water is yet very cold, and so frequent are those points that they are 1/4 of their time in the water. Added to this, the banks and bluffs along which they are obliged to pass are so slippery, and the mud so tenacious, that they are unable to wear their moccasins, and in that situation dragging the heavy burden of a canoe and walking occasionally for several hundred yards over the sharp fragments of rocks, which tumble from the cliffs and garnish the borders of the river. In short, their labor is incredibly painful and great, yet those faithful fellows bear it without a murmur.